vulnerable Democrat Cindy Axon campaigns with Muslim imam previously accused of sexual abuse. By Jacob Bliss on April 15, 2022. Vulnerable Representative Cindy Axon Dia campaigned last weekend with a Muslim imam previously accused of sexual abuse for touching an 18-year-old woman's breasts and genitals while rubbing oil on her skin and the mother's breasts during what was believed to be a ritual. Axon, Iowa's lone congressional Democrat, looking to make a positive impression on voters ahead of the upcoming election, donned a hijab and campaigned at an Iowa Islamic Center last Saturday, where Nermeen Spahak appears to be an imam still after he was accused of sexual abuse in 2013. At the time, the Des Moines Register stated that Spahak was accused of touching the 18-year-old woman's breasts and genitals while rubbing oil on her skin as part of an Islamic ceremony designed to cast out evil spirits. The imam performed the ritual in the 18-year-old's apartment she shared with her mother. He was arrested and charged with sexual abuse. During the week-long trial, it was revealed that the imam had allegedly performed the ritual while the 18-year-old woman, and then her mother, wore towels to cover their bodies. But, the assistant Polk County attorney Steve Foritano, at the time, attempted to draw a contrast with what Spahak by saying he used the women's ignorance of Islamic traditions to take advantage of them, since other witnesses who went through the same ritual testified that they could leave their clothes on. For evidence, the assistant county attorney looked to use text messages the 18-year-old sent right after the incident to corroborate the story. In a text message to a friend after Spahak performed the ritual, the woman said the imam had her lie naked and touched her genitals, Foritano said. Those texts corroborate exactly what the woman told people, Foritano said. As this is happening, she is telling her feelings and describing what the events are. After going through a trial, a jury found him not guilty on three counts: one count of third-degree sexual abuse and two counts of sexual exploitation by a counselor, therapist, or clergy, despite text messages explaining what happened, since there was no physical evidence, which was argued by Spahak's attorney, Angela Campbell. Reports showed that Campbell argued there was no proof of physical evidence that showed oil in the 18-year-old's private parts, despite a video at the trial showing the police chose not to take the 18-year-old woman to a hospital for an exam or test for the cumin oil used in the ritual on her body. Despite all of this, Axon campaigned last weekend at the Islamic and Cultural Center Bosniak of Des Moines, where she took pictures with Spahak. And, of course, Iowa's lone congressional Democrat campaign event at the Iowa Islamic Center, where she took pictures with Spahak, came after she mocked Christians during an out-of-state campaign event with a far-left activist group. Last September, she was caught on a recording during an appearance with a far-left activist group from New York, Markers for Democracy. There she discussed her party's response to the coronavirus pandemic when she made vulgar comments about her constituents of the Christian faith. So now all the schools are back wanting to put mask mandates in, and all of the anti-vaxxer crazies are out there with hair. It's a hot mess, Axon said, was caught saying. I'll be honest, Christian right, everything under the guise while they hold a cross for God or whatever. They use it like a weapon, and it's painful to watch because they've weaponized religion, they've weaponized politics. Watch. While Axon called her constituents of the Christian faith anti-vaxxer crazies, she forgot to mention that the Democrat politicians wanted to force restrictions on Americans, which temporarily closed houses of worship, causing the polarization of attending church. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Bliss.